With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes your brain feels like a runaway roller coaster full of twists, turns, and maybe even a few screaming fits. Ever get stuck in that negative thought spiral? You know, the one where your mind starts replaying every little mishap, every awkward moment, and every time you maybe, possibly, unintentionally stepped on someone's toe. Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into the world of negative thought patterns. We're going to learn how to identify those sneaky little saboteurs, understand what fuels them, and most importantly, equip ourselves with the tools to overcome them. Think of this as your mental detox, a chance to clear out the clutter and make space for positive vibes. Now, here are five key takeaways you're going to want to grab onto. First, awareness is your superpower. You can't change what you don't acknowledge, right? So start paying attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. What triggers them? Are they about work, relationships, or maybe that word stain on your favorite shirt? We've all been there. Write them down, journal about them, just get them out of your head and into the open. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Are there other ways to look at the situation? You might be surprised by how much your perspective shifts when you start questioning those negative narratives. Remember, our thoughts are not always reality. They're to reframe your thinking. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try to find the silver lining in every situation. What can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to grow? Even a seemingly bad day can offer valuable lessons if you're willing to look for them. It's like that old saying. Every cloud has a silver lining, and trust me, sometimes that silver lining is just plain awesome. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you are human, and that means you're allowed to have imperfections. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a funny text from a friend, or the sound of laughter filling your home. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire mindset and make even the toughest days feel a little brighter. Now, let me share a relatable example with you. Imagine this. You're working on an important project, and suddenly you hit a roadblock. Everything seems to be going wrong, deadlines are looming, and your brain starts playing that nasty negative thought game. I can't do this, I'm going to fail, why me? Sound familiar? Here's where those five key takeaways come into play. You recognize the pattern of negativity creeping in. You challenge those thoughts. Is it really true that I can't do this? What evidence do I have? Then you reframe your thinking. Okay, this is a challenge, but challenges are opportunities for growth. You practice self-compassion. It's okay to feel frustrated, but I won't let this get me down. And finally, you cultivate gratitude. I am grateful for the opportunity to learn and grow from this experience. By implementing these strategies, you can turn that negative spiral into a positive turning point. You might even surprise yourself with what you accomplish. Remember, our thoughts have power. By becoming aware of them, challenging them, and choosing to focus on the positive, we can build a stronger, more resilient mind. It's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it. So go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little mental detox. Let's build that stoic core together, one positive thought at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.